Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Little. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. White steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Paquette reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Paquette moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. White reaches second base with a double. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bill Campbell now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Paquette out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McRae out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to second. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Doyle moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doyle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHewitt for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.